You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
Here in the aftermath of our nation's own celebration of freedom, we have an update for you on something that we started doing a couple of months ago and now have not only an update but a challenge. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I'm very excited and very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. There's a very cool reality in this life, and that is every time that I have come to you on any number of occasions over the last several dozen years, you have responded in a very magnificent, generous, and hope-filled way that makes me, I don't care if it helps anybody else, it makes me know that we are not a dead culture. We are not dead people. We are alive. We are responding to the opportunity to make a difference in the world around us. And I cannot say thank you enough for what you do and how you do it. Having said that, a couple of months ago, in our very studio, Joel Vanderspeck, the executive director of CSI, joined us, and we spoke with Dr. John Eibner, the founder, director of CSI, and CSI stands for Christian Solidarity International, and we put a challenge before you to help us liberate some human lives. We put a challenge before you to say there are folks living in slavery, maybe as many as 40 million worldwide, and we asked you if you would consider helping release one person from slavery. And in the process of doing that, you could impact that life literally forever. And I'm very excited to report that of our original desire to help as many as we could, we helped 70 people find freedom, find liberation from their bondage and slavery. Now, what that means is that of the list that Christian Solidarity International was working from, that there are another 26 whose liberations we could help affect. And so I very much asked CSI if they would come and tell their story, and let's see if we can't help these 26 find that freedom that they are so desperately hoping for. And along those lines, Joel Vanderspeck is back with us. Joel, thank you for being here. These 26 human lives are living how? Right now, in slavery, what is their life like as they are going through their day-to-day routine, particularly if they are women or children right now?
Well, Kevin, this is really the worst type of slavery one can imagine. We think about slavery as something from our history books, but as you mentioned, it's very alive and well today. And this is chattel slavery. They've been abducted during the Civil War. They've been taken to this Muslim area of Sudan, and they're held captive in these homes where they're forced to do arduous labor all day long without any pay. They're sleeping in the floors of animal pens. They're given scraps of food that fall from the table of the slave master and his family. They're forced into a religion that's not their own. They're forced to Islam. These are the predominantly Christian people from Christian villages in southern Sudan that were abducted. And one of the most painful things for them, Kevin, is the name-calling. They're constantly called names, even by the kids and the family. They're called awful names. I don't even want to say them over the air. And then they're physically and sexually abused. Many of the women are raped repeatedly. They're forced to have the female circumcision performed on them. And the list goes on. Kevin, it's awful. Their identities are taken away from them by virtue of changing their names. Imagine the very name, the Christian name that your parents gave you, taken away and then forced to have a Muslim name that's called to you every single day, given to you every single day. And that's the type of horrific conditions that these people are praying to be liberated from. And that's what they tell us. They say, every night before I go to bed, I'm not praying to the God of Islam. I'm praying to the God that I know, that I grew up knowing from my church community in South Sudan. I'm praying to Jesus. I'm asking for him to free me from this awful situation. So your listeners, and I want to thank them, Kevin, because I was there on the ground. I saw people being liberated, people that your audience, your listeners, helped secure their freedom. And there's more. And we want to see them free. We want to be the answer to those people's prayers today.
Yeah. A little over 24 people, friends, are capable of being freed in the next little bit. But we need your help to effect that. We need your help to make that happen. 877-882-0792. The cost to help one slave find freedom, get this, for the rest of their life, the cost to help one slave find freedom is $25 a month for 10 months. Now, I don't know of anybody listening in the entire tri-state area right now, or for that matter, globally on the internet or wherever else. I don't think that there's anybody within the sound of my voice this very minute that could not do $25 a month for 10 months. Friends, this is something that should be simple. We should be eager to do it. We should be saying, hey, I have freedom. I have liberty. We just celebrated a whole day off from work. Because our nation is blessed with freedom and liberty. We get to worship in the church that we choose. We get to hold our beliefs amongst our family and relatives the way we choose to have them. We get to have free discussion of ideas and all kinds of things that none of these women we're talking about right now, none of them have any of those freedoms. None of them are able to worship the God that they knew as a child. Because if they are caught, they are punished. And when they are punished, they are horribly mistreated. Boys sometimes have their eyes poked out. Women are repeatedly raped. Everyone is beaten. It is one of those dehumanizing things. And there's a word, Joel, that they refer to these slaves by that you chose not to use it. But if you used it, it would be a combination of the worst profanities possible. We don't even have a word in the English language that's the equivalent of it, but it is such a dehumanizing term. That is what they refer to these people as. And here's the thing, friend. You're listening to this right now and you're saying, but that's not right. Of course it's not right. And these are our brothers and sisters in Christ. They long to have reunification with their families. They long to go home to their communities. They long to be able to worship their God in absolute freedom. And you can make that happen for $25 a month for 10 months. That's how simple this is. You could also do $50 a month for 5 months. Either one of those would more than take care of the cost. One-time gift of $250 will also do that. Someone asked me, can we do $125 for 2 months? Yes, you can do that as well. But the cost is $250 to set a life free. Now, Joel, some people hear that and they say, well, is this just buying the freedom of the slave? And doesn't that just incentivize the retaking of them and then getting paid again? Explain why it doesn't do that.
Right. Well, first of all, there's no more abductions taking place at this time. South Sudan is the newest country in the world. CSI, we advocated the U.S. government. George W. Bush helped secure a peace agreement between the North and the South. They're so appreciative of that, Kevin. Whenever we were there on the ground, we meet the authorities in South Sudan, they say, thank you for helping secure the liberation of our country. So we have that. There's security now where it doesn't happen. No more taking of South Sudanese Christians. So we want to free those that have been taken during the civil war. Second of all, what we do is when we go, we have a team in that Muslim area of Sudan that negotiates with the slave masters, and they offer a cattle vaccine. So a $50 cattle vaccine, which helps keep their cattle alive. Now, believe it or not, these slave masters value their cattle more than they do the Christian slave. And so when we go to negotiate that Novitium vaccine is like gold for them. And they accept it, and we secure the release of a precious South Sudanese Christian and bring them back home to their home village, to their home family.
Friends, it's such a simple process. The McCullough family are going to liberate multiple numbers of slaves this year. Would you join us? Can I issue you a challenge, a family-for-family challenge? Our family is going to do a slave. Would you consider doing a slave? We got everybody around the dinner table and talked about it. All three of the little ones, my bride, myself, we said, this is what's going on. Of course, my nine-year-old, the conscience of the whole group, said, Dad, that's not right. We can't let that stand. Would you be willing to join us? We only need 26 families to do a one slave challenge, and we will have liberated all of them. But we need you right now. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You're feeling run down, maybe don't have quite the energy, especially now that summer has hit and you've got all those kids to get around different places and you're just going crazy. Well, it's probably true that you're not getting the amount of fruits and vegetables that you need. In fact, most people don't know this, but you need 10 salad-sized plates of a specific combination of 31 fruits and vegetables just to get what your body needs. Balance of Nature does that for you. In 3 capsules of fruits and veggies each, you get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, friends, I can only tell you, you are going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got a better quality of life. So many people have told me thank you for introducing them to the life-saving difference of Balance of Nature. Experience it for yourself. Right now, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. So call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. And in either case, use my discount code, The Mission. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a 2-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code The Mission. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, there was a law passed in the United States that gives authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your electronic accounts, whether it's 401k, IRA, or your bank accounts? As scary as that sounds, you may be saying, well, why is it? Well, it's happened already in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. What we're talking about is something called a bail-in. Get the facts by getting the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In and see how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into diverse precious metals options. So when the bail-in happens, that you'll have that peace of mind. Call Landmark today. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. You can also visit them online at landmarkgold.com. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit FransTouchOfClass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions, real results. 212-857-9635.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
When the master didn't like the food I made, he would say horrible things to me and beat me. He forced me to pray as a Muslim. At night, I prayed in secret and asked God to rescue me.
She prayed in secret and asked God to rescue her. That is the testimony of a slave liberated from Northern Sudan, jihadist slave masters, and liberated by the efforts of you with CSI. And we have a number of these stories within the last couple of months that have occurred, because you may remember we originally came to you. I believe it was April. It may have been March. I lose track of the days, but it was a couple of months ago. And since that time, Joel Vanderspeck, the executive director of USA operations for CSI, Christian Solidarity International, traveled to Sudan, participated in a liberation ceremony, and has since come back and has stories to share with us. But of the 96 slaves that were on the list at the time that Joel came to see us, we asked you to help as many as we could. And thank God, there are 70 people now free because of that. But there were 96 on that original list. And that means there are 26 that the negotiations have begun, but we have not supplied the resources to liberate them. And the resources are more than just the cattle vaccine to trade for them. It's also the bag of hope. It's also the grain for the coming year. It's also the starter pack for their new life, farming tools, et cetera, et cetera. So we have a little more than 24 people that are eager to be liberated. Their negotiations have already started. The process is going on. I don't want to leave any of them behind. I don't want to leave a single one of them behind. And friends, if you think about this, if you are an investment kind of person where you say, well, I want to give my money where it's going to do the most good, think of $25 delivering human freedom for the rest of that person's life. How can that even be possible? Well, $25 a month for 10 months makes the $250 total, one-time gift of $250, 5 times $50, however you have to do it. But that $250 gift, that liberates the slave and then gives them the starter life with the bag of hope. And Joel Vanderspeck is back with us. And Joel, the bag of hope is really a misleading kind of a word picture, because it is so much more. People think of a little bag, you know, like a knapsack or a party gift when they go somewhere and say, oh, here's your little bag. Thanks for coming. No. This is an enormous gift for the average slave. Talk to us about what's in there.
It is, Kevin. It is a massive sack. We call it sack of hope or bag of hope. And it's a starter kit for their new life and freedom. So we secure their release. We bring them back home, but then we give them the tools to live in dignity, to be self-sufficient. You know, as they say, give someone a fish, you feed them for the day. You teach them to fish, you feed them for life. We're giving them fishing supplies, farming tools, seeds. They'll start their own farms. They'll start fishing. They'll be able to supply for their families, but not only that, but extra produce to sell in the marketplace. We give them a tarp, which is the beginning of, it was shelter for them, shelter from the blazing sun or the rain in the rainy season, and they appreciate that so much. A very simple life in South Sudan. So all of these things are really the most essential tools to get them started. And then we also provide for them a goat, and the goat is the beginning of a farming economy. And they always tell us, you come back next year and you'll see three or four goats. They're going to have a little farm, and they're going to have cheese that's going to be a produce of that. There's going to be milk. And again, they sell those in the marketplace. And so we're providing them the tools, but more than that, this is the dignity that they've been so longing for, to be self-sufficient, to not have to be a forced laborer in a slave master's family, but to have their own lives
right.
and freedom again.
Friends, that number is 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. 70 slaves released of the 96 that we are hoping to help. And friends, that means that it's just so simple. $25 a month for 10 months. There's almost no one listening right now that can't do that. And if you would be so kind as to do so, you're going to change a life. That life is going to be liberated permanently because of your generosity. But let me just also say, maybe you can do more than that. Maybe you can do a one-time gift of $2,500, and that would liberate 10 human lives for the rest of their life. But it not only earns their liberty, but then they also have that starter pack that Joel was just describing, called the Bag of Hope. The thing that we have never had the opportunity to do before, and I am so excited that we're doing this in kind of the way we've done it, Joel, because you went and took the trip after you were with us the last time. And now we actually have people that are free from the efforts of what we've done this year. So some of the people that gave in March and April have actually helped lead to the liberation of some people. And I was so thrilled to get the stories of some of them. Can you indulge me to just tell one of the stories?
Yes, Kevin, yeah. Absolutely. We have amazing stories. I want to tell you about Bach. He's a 10-year-old boy. He was actually born into slavery because his parents were both abducted. And then he was taken away from his mom 3 years ago. He's been living in the slave master's family, forced into the farming labor. And he dragged his feet some days, and he said when that happened, he was late for his work early in the morning, that the slave master used to tie his hands and feet together and throw him in a dark room without any food for the rest of the day. He was praying every single day to have his freedom, to go back to go to South Sudan, which he always heard amazing things of. He had his freedom given to him, thanks to your listeners, Kevin, and I was there on the ground to meet little Bach, 10-year-old boy, who's back in South Sudan and being part of a Christian community. The amazing thing is, I asked Bach what he'd like to be in the future. He said he always wanted to be a police officer if he ever was able to be free. And I was able to bring Bach to his first day of school. And Kevin, I can't tell you how beautiful it was. You know, like I mentioned before, names are taken away from the Christian names, given Muslim names. Little Bach sat in the front row of this class in South Sudan and stood up when the roll call came. And he said, "My name is Bach Agang, and I am a follower of Jesus, and I'm so happy to be free." And what a beautiful moment to see him in South Sudan, in school, about to live out his dream.
Oh.
And I believe he's going to become a police
friends,
officer.
Friends, you hear what Joel's saying? You had a part in that. We had a part in that. So let's give that same gift of freedom to another 26 people who tonight are crying for that freedom. They are crying out. They are praying. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you've got lower back pain, maybe neck pain, how about sciatica? Or maybe you've got a herniated disc or you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Some of these things can debilitate you so badly that you have to reduce the amount of walking that you do because of it. Well, I want you to talk to my friend Dr. Melinda Keller if that's you, because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with life-altering decompression machines called the DRX. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis, and if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery and does not put shots in your system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate your own pain and walk freely again. Play with your kids, your grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200, and get your first appointment booked. That's 718-234-6200, and let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
During the Sudanese Civil War, hundreds of thousands were kidnapped and taken into slavery, torn away from their families, forced to convert to Islam, and subjected to untold horrors.
That is from a bit of a film clip that you can actually see if you go to the CSI, Christian Solidarity International website. Under the page of dealing with slaves. In fact, you can give a gift online. It's super easy. Just go to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. I'm not gonna lie to you. Christian Solidarity International has become one of my favorite, most passionate ministries that I get to work with, because I don't know of another thing that does what they do. I don't know of another ministry that goes and liberates human lives. We raise a lot of money to help feed people that are hungry and to help give housing to people that don't have it and clothing to those that are naked, and that's all good. But to set a human heart free of its chains and shackles and to do so in the name of Jesus, and to understand that that human life is now going to be able to worship Jesus fully and freely in a way that they haven't before. And because that's what their heart cries out for. These are mostly Christians that have been enslaved. They have been in large measure attempted to be brainwashed by very unsophisticated slave masters who believe that they've been successful. What they don't know, Joel van der Spek of CSI, what they don't know is that many times when the slaves do get back to South Sudan, there is a bit of a process, but it is very effective where CSI personnel work with them to help them unlock memories from their past life. They sing songs of their Christian childhood. They remember their Christian names. They declare, as you just described, little Bach does, that they're followers of Jesus. And, you know, one of the most rewarding things to me personally that gets me choked up about this is that the devil has his plans and his intentions, but the Lord has a whole different level that he's operating on. And when Christian Solidarity International and the listeners to this show and all of us are working together, we see God's plan unlock that heart and that soul begin to respond to him again as he or she were created to do. And it's my heart is beating physically faster right now just talking about it with you. Like, it just gets me so full of joy. And for all of the pain that they go through, I don't know of another ministry that is bringing such joy to human hearts as CSI. It's one of the reasons why we're just really committed. But I know you had a similar experience because you were there in May.
Absolutely, Kevin. It was overwhelming. I'm still processing it. I mean, to see a lineup of people that were getting those sacks of hope, the bags of hope, 200 at a time. Two lineups of two. It was just amazing to think the freedom that the liberation process and the fact that these people are going home, and it's not just impacting those people individually, but the entire community. I mean, imagine receiving a family member back after 10 or 15 years. You didn't even know if they were still alive because of what happened during the Civil War. And we've had people that have been freed. They've gone on to be pastors at local churches there. We have Kier Deng, who actually has come here to the United States, who's hoping to go back to South Sudan as a liberated slave, and he's going to start a school for the disabled. So the impact just continues, but it was overwhelming. So much joy to see those people being free. So again, I want to thank your listeners for being part of that, Kevin.
Yeah, well, and we've got stories of people that we have helped liberate this year. And reminder, friend, there are 26 more that need liberation. There's 26 more that were on that list that we have not yet helped, but we are going to. We are going to. I know that God is doing that. Here's the phone number, 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. Joel, we do have some information from the liberation that took place while you were there in May, and some of our listeners participated in the liberating of those people. Tell us the story of someone else.
I'd like to tell you about Aluel, who's a 12-year-old gal who also was born into slavery. She was ripped away from her mom and forced into this Muslim family that she had to take care of the kids and do farm labor. She was treated horribly, Kevin, all the things that we mentioned before, the name-calling, the physical or sexual abuse. And she pretty much gave up on her hopes for the future until the CSI liberation team came and negotiated with her slave master for her release. She did that seven-day walk. They walk only overnight to stay safe so they won't get recaptured in that Muslim area. Once they cross the border into South Sudan, they're safe. They can walk during the day. Seven-day journey back to South Sudan where we had that welcome celebration, and I had a chance to meet Aluel, a beautiful gal from South Sudan. And I asked her, I said, what's your hope? Now that you're free, what's your hope for the future? She said, I didn't think it would ever be possible, but I always wanted to go to school. Now, someone stepped up to the plate, Kevin, and helped pay for her school fees. She's going to school. And she said, I've never been to church in my life because I was forced into this Muslim family. Kevin, I had the privilege of bringing her to her first church service. And you see the look of joy on her face when she walked to that church door. And the singing, you know how beautiful it is.
Right.
She had tears of joy, and she worshipped, and they sang songs about freedom, because so many in that church had been freed themselves from slavery. They sing the songs of freedom. And there she realized that she has a bright future, Kevin, and there's no words to describe that type of joy, that type of transformation that we literally see.
And friends, those of you listening, you had a part in that. Those of you listening, you had a hand in that. Those of you that have helped free a slave this year, you helped bring about Aloel's freedom. We need you to help 26 more people. It's not a ton, and it doesn't cost much money. It's $25 a month for 10 months, or a one-time gift of $250, or a five-month gift of $50 a month. But whatever you need to do, just figure it out and then do that. But would your family take on freeing one slave right now of the 26 that are left? It might be another little LOL who is wanting that that first-time experience to be able to worship with Christians in God's place. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. You can also give online at csi-usa.org. csi-usa.org. Coming right back.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick, best known for his protest during the national anthem, has launched new attacks against the Betsy Ross flag used by Patriots during the Revolution. Under pressure from Kaepernick, Nike canceled plans for special edition sneakers decorated with a flag featuring a circle of 13 stars representing the 13 rebellious colonies. All of them allowed slavery, so Kaepernick connects them to white supremacy. This ignores impassioned anti-slavery patriots like Adams, Franklin, and Hamilton, as well as Betsy Ross herself. Historians debate whether she designed the flag personally, but we do know she came from a devout Quaker family, and Quakers led anti-slavery activism in America. What's more, Betsy's home colony of Pennsylvania was the first to abolish slavery in 1780, 7 years before the Constitution. Slurs against our founders and their banner are not only foolish, but ignorant. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
And that she not only was brought back, but they were brought back with a group of fellow slaves that some of them had not seen any other South Sudanese the whole time they've been in slavery. And when they crossed the border into South Sudan, there is this liberation camp that is set up that the CSI personnel are there. They work with them sometimes for a few days and they help them kind of recover. Joel Vanderspeck, I can only imagine, you know, we live in a culture in America where, you know, we go and get therapy if our dog barks differently today than they barked yesterday. And I don't mean to belittle anything that people are really genuinely facing, but I compare it. Okay, I compare the things we complain about, the things I complain about in this life in North America, to what a woman like that has had to deal with: forcible rape, dozens of times, sometimes per month, over the course of many years, to then be in charge of their own body again, in charge of their own choices, being given the opportunity to start a life for themselves. It's got to be, you know, for all of the complaining we do here, it's got to be a different kind of PTSD for someone who has been in a slave experience for that long. And so I know that you guys are very careful. You work, you help them communicate and get their story out. You take pictures, you help them remember the things that they want to remember. And talk about what it's like when they, from the time they come into the camp, from the time they leave to go be reunited with their family.
Right. So what we do is we provide immediate pastoral care, Kevin, along with all the practical items like the survival, the startup kit for life. We understand that there's a lot of trauma that they've gone through. So we have two pastors on hand, and they listen to the stories of people. They give the word of God to them. They sing together. And it's amazing how you see the joy come back on their faces, how they're making friends with other people from the tribe for the first time because they were isolated in slavery. And we introduce them to church communities. We bring them back together with their friends and family. And many, as I mentioned, people in churches had been enslaved previously, so they're also able to minister to those that have just newly arrived back to South Sudan. And then we work with village chiefs. Village chiefs are very key and instrumental in helping listen to the people who have come back, provide practical advice, but also share the stories. It's, you know, sitting around at nighttime drinking tea where they're able to hear the stories of the wisdom from the village chiefs and hear the stories of others that have been freed. And many of them have said how much the music and the singing plays such a part in their healing. And we've heard stories of the freed slaves. They write their own songs about their own journey to freedom, and they share them with each other. They sing them back and forth. It's beautiful, Kevin, but that's part of the healing as well.
Friends, it's just an amazing thing. And Jesus Christ, of course, being the center and focus of all of it. And that's why I am so excited that we have, of the 96 original slaves that we knew that we could help this spring, I'm so excited that a few more than 70 have been. But for those remaining 26, that is my concern. That is, to be honest, leading up to today, I've been praying for them. I've been praying for you. I've been praying that we would find the right people to step up and say, yes, I will liberate a life for $25. $25, that's what it costs to help set a life free. $25 a month for 10 months. I can spare that in just the needless coffee runs that I make. You know, I don't need as much coffee. I can set aside, you know, $5 a week, $6 a week to set that aside. Think about this, friends. It just hit me. But if, okay, so you get a normal Starbucks, whatever, and by the time you add the $6.25 or whatever to it, and you do that four or five times a month, that's just one coffee a week. But if you do that, If you set that coffee aside for one coffee per week, you could give a human life freedom? Is there even any question about that? For a $6.25 coffee set aside a week, or maybe you go to a place where they're, you know, $3.50. You got to put two coffees aside. But whatever you do, are we kidding ourselves here to give someone freedom? This is why I think that there are many of us that could do more than one family. The McCulloughs are going to do more than one family. Will you do more than one family? But at the very minimum, can we say $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for only 5 months or $125 a month for 2 months back to back or just a one-time gift of $250? Friends, we're going to blow a lot of money this summer on things that I'm sure we don't need. I just think that's the way it is. Sometimes we just don't even keep track of what we spend. I'm not asking you to give up anything else. I'm asking you to consider, can you find a way? If you do care about it, you will find a way. We find a way to do the things we care about. And this is not a time where we need to have a lot of nodding of the head saying, man, it's really good that, you know, they're dealing with this this issue and trying to get it all straightened out. No, the nodding of the head is not good. It's the doing of the thing. And the doing of the thing in this particular instance is saying to a human life who has been beaten, raped, robbed of everything that they have and own, even their identity, and giving it back to them and saying, we do it in the name of Jesus because he died for you and he loves you. That's why we do it. Right now, there are 26 people that need our help. Will you help one of them? 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You're feeling run down, maybe don't have quite the energy, especially now that summer has hit and you've got all those kids to get around different places and you're just going crazy. Well, it's probably true that you're not getting the amount of fruits and vegetables that you need. In fact, most people don't know this, but you need 10 salad-sized plates of a specific combination of 31 fruits and vegetables just to get what your body needs. Balance of Nature does that for you. In 3 capsules of fruits and veggies each, you get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, friends, I can only tell you, you are going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got a better quality of life. So many people have told me thank you for introducing them to the life-saving difference of Balance of Nature. Experience it for yourself. Right now, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. So call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. And in either case, use my discount code, The Mission. Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com.
Wham. Pipe. Scaffold. Debris. Whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I've asked Alex to put up Adele's picture on our Twitter and Facebook, the station's Twitter and Facebook, my Twitter and Facebook, because Adele is one of these stories that you helped liberate this year that just makes my heart, it just brings me to tears, to be candid. Joel Vanderspeck is back with me as well. Joel, indulge me here just for a second. But Adele was born, and her mother and father moved to a village in the southern part of Sudan. And when the raiders were coming in, there were seven Dinka girls, that's the tribe that she's from, that that were carried off for slavery. She was beaten, obviously very confused. She was afraid. She was shaking. That was the last day she ever saw her mother and father. She was given to an Arab slave master called Mohammed in this village called Gura, and she did housework for the family, cleaning and washing the clothes. But she was raped repeatedly by the master of the house. She was forced to say that she believed in Islam. And the treatment got so bad that they would call her monkey and dog, and this word that I feel bad using on American airwaves, because if you understand the actual meaning of it, it's worse than all the profanities you can put together to call a woman. But when the CSI, the Christian Solidarity International Retriever, found her, asked her if she was a Dinka slave, she told him that she was. He and his men went to the master's home. They negotiated the release. She came back to South Sudan. She said he gave them food on the way, and she had not eaten consistently her entire time. And then it said that she is so happy to be back in South Sudan. But friends, I want you to go to my Twitter page or my Facebook page. I want you to get online, and I want you to see the smile that this girl has when she had come to the CSI recuperation area, and to understand the joy in her heart that she will no longer be raped by the master or the master's son or anybody else in the master's household, that she won't be required to do other people's work and be called names and beaten and mistreated for it. And that's because someone just like you listening to this show picked up a phone and said, I don't want Adele to have to go through that anymore. We have 26 people that are just like Adele, 26 that are begging for our help, that are praying that someone will hear their cry. And the question is, will we? I'm praying that we will. Right now, $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, a one-time gift of $250 sets another Adele free right now. Joel Vanderspeck, thanks for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792.